Blog Talk Radio.
May all our satisfaction be
Father, you are all we need. That is so true. Oh, sounds like I might sound a little choppy. Say something?
Something.
I'm going to hang up and call back and just see if it's my phone. We're going to get this together.
Okay, when he's playing the song,
oh, yeah? Okay. So it might just be, Walk Talk might be a little choppy tonight. Let's call back and see.
Could be, but choppy or not, we're glad to be here, man. Man.
It might have just been my phone. I don't know.
Like, the connection is brand new. Those things send signals all the way throughout the galaxy. Can you hear us good now?
I can hear you good.
You can't hear yourself?
I can't hear myself. I don't know if I'm too close.
I don't think you need to be on the phone. That close. You should be able to hear yourself.
I can hear you. I sound terrible.
I mean, we're speaking into the same speaker, though.
I don't know why I sound so bad.
But you probably just need to hang your phone up.
Maybe so. Hopefully they can hear us clear.
Yeah, if they can hear me, they can hear you. We're speaking to the same mic. I think we're good. Amen. We are glad to be here again. Thank you for joining us tonight. Welcome to another hour and a half packed field moment to spend with the Lord. Grateful to be here. PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. I am one of your hosts, Terrence.
And I am your other host, Tanisha. And today is, what is today's day? I don't even know. Today is what? August 18th. It's the 18th. We have August 18th, 2021 at 7:08 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're excited to be here. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for tuning in. Just excited to be alive in this time. There's a lot going on in this world, and it's things that could cause you anxiety if you allow it. You know, we're always talking about it's about perspective and how you view things, and I look at it like it's an opportunity for God to show himself to be true. We're seeing Bible prophecy unfold right before our very eyes, and I just pray that we all keep things in perspective and stay very close to the Lord, and that we remember that Jesus is stronger than anything and anybody, and that we realize who wins in the end, and that we're on the winning side. So don't be dismayed, you know, don't be anxious, don't be afraid, don't be scared. Know that God is with us, and that we win, and God is going to really take the opportunity to show himself to be true. You know, when we look at what the children of Israel were going through,
yeah,
when God was releasing plagues and stuff on Egypt, it had to affect them in some ways, but it wasn't affecting them in the same ways that it was affecting the Egyptians, because they were protected. So we have to look at it like that. I'm pretty sure that, you know, they saw it had to have an effect, because I'm pretty sure the economy of Egypt affected them as well. So when their crops and all that kind of stuff was getting eaten by bugs, and their rivers were turning into blood, and their animals were dying and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure it took some effect on them, but they ultimately were protected. And so there's things that's going on in our world a lot that will affect us, but we're still protected. All effects aren't the same, you know. So it can affect somebody severely, and it can affect you in a very mild way, or it even affect you, like, not directly but indirectly. But God will still protect. And so we have to keep that into perspective as we go in further into these end times, and as things change, stories change. And the most important thing that we can do right now is to stay close to the Lord, and to hear what the Spirit has to say, and exercise wisdom and discernment, and we'll be fine. Because we're living in a time where, you know, I mean, it's always been since the beginning of time that people lie, right? God is not like man that he should lie. We see lies spewed out all the time. Lies cloaked in, lies are always cloaked in something else. They don't flat out say, hey, I'm lying to you. Now believe, now do what I say with these lies. They don't, they don't present it like that. Lies are always cloaked in good intentions or for your best interest or for, there's all these things that they hide it under. But God is not like that. God really has your best interest at heart. God really loves you. God really wants to do things for you that have an expected end. And God is not like man that he should lie. And so when we live in a world where there's so much confusion, so many different things being said about the same topics, and where there's confusion, there's no God, because he's not the author of confusion. But a lot of times people are looking to other people, right? They're looking at people as experts and sources and all these different things, because that's just traditionally how this earth has been ran. But as believers, we have to be looking to our king. We have to be looking to our authoritative figure. We have to be looking to our author and finisher, because we can't trust the world's system. It is the complete opposite of God's system. You can't love the world, it says, and love God. You can't serve God and mammon. You have to choose you this day who you will serve. And when you serve something, then you take the direction from who you are serving. And so choose you this day who you will serve and whose direction you will follow. And of course, God can use people as his voice, as a spokesperson, but you know ultimately that you're taking the direction from the Spirit of God that's leading that person, not that person as a human, but that person as a vessel, that person as an instrument, that person as a yielded soul. So choose you this day who you will serve and whose direction you will follow. If you're serving table number 5, you're not going to be over at table number 2 bringing them their stuff and doing what they want you to say. No, you are going to take the direction of who you're serving. So take the direction of God tonight. And maybe you don't know what God is saying. Maybe you're confused. Let's pray against that tonight. And let's pray that you're spiritual ear will pop. You ever been on an airplane and your ears get clogged and somebody could be talking to you and they're asking you if you want peanuts and a Sprite and you can't hear them because your ears are clogged? You know they're asking you for something, but you can't quite make out what they're saying. So tonight, let's ask God to pop our ears so we can hear clear. Now you can decide if you want peanuts and a Sprite. Or now you can decide where your stance is concerning all these different issues that are being thrown at us right now. We've got all these issues, right? We've got vaccination, no vaccination, mask, no mask, critical race theory, political involvement in other countries, the thing with Afghanistan. There's all these different things, the Haiti earthquake, pre-trib, post-trib. There's all these different things being thrown constantly at you. The economy, is the economy tanking? There's an increase in shipping costs, and what it was costing, you know, $2,500 shipping containers now costs $18,000. This is a lot going on in this world if you're keeping up. And it's a lot to keep up with. Some of y'all tired and over on the side waiting for somebody to bring you some water. There's a lot to keep up with. I like to keep up with current events because I pray for them. But if you're the type of person who absorbs it, it can be exhausting. And you have to put things in perspective and know where to place things so that you don't get caught up in it. But if you want to know where to stand concerning all of these different things that's going on right now, let's choose this day who we're going to serve. Mm-hmm. Let's not go based on our own personal experience. Let's not go based on the opinions of others that we love and even respect. Mm-hmm. Let's choose what God chooses. Let's stand for what he stands for. Because we are representatives of Christ. I'm not a representative of Tanisha. I'm a representative of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, the Savior of the world, God and in the form of man in the flesh, who chose to come and die for my sins and for all of mankind's sins. That's who I represent. So it doesn't matter what my personal opinion is on a matter. I'm going to represent what is Jesus' personal opinion on a matter. And if I don't know, then I'm not going to say so. I'm going to wait to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Because I might not have that revelation at this minute, but I still could take direction, even if I don't quite understand. I could be like Abraham and just follow after you and not know where I'm going or not know where I'm going to land, but know that I'm going to land in a safe space and a safe place because I trust you. It's time to strategize, body of Christ. It is time. It's been time. It's time for us to wake up as a church, to wake up as the body. We are the church. I'm not talking about that pretty building on the corner of Fifth and Main. I'm talking about you in the flesh. You go to a mirror and look at yourself. You're the church. Now look at your neighbor or think about him who is a fellow believer. They are the church too. We are collectively the church, all of us. And it's time for us to do what God has placed us in this earth to do. He could have been took all of us. We got work to do. We're not just here to be cute or just pop some popcorn and watch everything unfold. We got work to do. And when you have work to do at your job, who tells you what to do? The head. Even if the head of the company, the owner is not telling you directly, he's telling you indirectly through his subordinate. It's still coming from the top. So that's why we need to be taking our direction as a church. We need to be listening to King Jesus. What is King Jesus saying? What does he want me to do? What does he want me to say? How does he want me to use my platform? Everybody has a platform. If it's your kids, your neighbors, everybody has one. What are you using it to do? Are you griping and complaining? Are you getting caught up in stupidity and gossip and trife? What are you using your platform for? We're down to the last grains of time. We don't have it to waste. There isn't any, literally. There's none to waste. Before, maybe we could just throw sand in the air and wave it like we just don't care because we have plenty of it. We don't have a lot of time now. So we're not in a position to waste it. We need to be asking the Lord, what do you want me to do with my time? And guess what? What he wants you to do might not be what you had in mind, but do it anyway. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Be obedient tonight and every other night and every other day because you're needed. If you weren't needed, you wouldn't be here. If you've done what you're supposed to do and your time is up and you're fulfilled God's will in your life, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. He would have snatched you clean on up, however he saw fit to snatch you on up, but you're here because you're needed. This earth needs you. God needs you. We need him and he needs us too. He needs us to do the work as people who have dominion. Now, he could do what he wants to do, yes. But we have the dominion, so he needs us too to do the work on his behalf. So let him use you tonight. No job is too small. No job is insignificant. All jobs are needed. We see that in this earth. Let the people who pick the fruit say, we're not picking the fruit no more. When you go to Whole Foods, how are you going to get your apricots? No job is too small. Maybe you wouldn't do it, but they are needed. Maybe you wouldn't clean toilets, but if you go into a public bathroom and the toilet is nasty, you going to clean it? No. So that job is not insignificant just because it's not what you would do. Maybe you see somebody just going around with them little trash pickers picking up trash, and you, oh, I would never. Maybe you wouldn't, but how would you feel if you walked outside and it was just garbage all over the place and you stepping on gum and all sorts of stuff, you know, slipping on trash and cans rolling, can't even get to your car. It's like a windstorm of trash. Every job is important. And every job is important in the body of Christ. We all have work to do. Everybody is not going to inspire or have a platform of hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. But you might have one person. You might be here for one single human being who will in turn be a person who inspires millions. Mm-hmm. Don't look at the quantity. Look at the quality. Because I hear people say that. Well, it's just me. Who am I to, you know, it's just little old me. Nobody want to listen to me. I don't have no big circle. I don't have no big circle either. But I let God use me how he sees fit. If he wants me to come up on PGN on Wednesdays and on Sundays, you know, when we are available on Sundays, I'm going to do just that. I don't think about numbers. Everybody's important to me. I don't care if one person is listening. That one person is important. I don't care if nobody's listening. Maybe somebody will listen 5 years from now. Maybe somebody will listen to a recording. Maybe God will lead somebody to Google Blog Talk and they find it, and God said, click on, you know, broadcast number 5 on 8/18/21, and they do just that, and it changes their life. That doesn't matter to me. I know that this is what God wants me to do, so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it quality, because I'm a willing heart. I'm a willing spirit. I'm exchanging my will. I could be doing all sorts of other stuff, but I choose to yield to the will of God, because I love you all. I love God and I love myself. And that's what we all need to do. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love him. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. And if the word love is in there, you're supposed to love your neighbor like you love yourself. And you're supposed to love yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, we can really make some changes. We got to understand we're on the winning side. We win. We're the winners in this thing. And I know some of you are facing some things, you know, especially with this vaccination. You know, I know that some people's jobs are on the line. People have told me just this week alone, I've heard of, I think, 3 or 4 people whose jobs are on the line who don't want to get vaccinated. And that's something personal. You know, that's your personal choice. You got to do what God is telling you to do concerning that vaccination. But I know some people who don't feel they should take it, and now their jobs are on the line. So some people are facing some things that are that can be scary, you know, when you think about your livelihood. But I'm just telling you tonight to trust God and do what he's leading you to do. Don't make a decision based on what ifs. Well, if I don't do this and I'm going to lose my job, then I'm going to be living under a bridge and I'm going to be, you know, begging and collecting cans to be able to make it. And then, no, don't go down that rabbit hole of what if. Trust God. Trust God. Don't look at how he's dealing with Martha, because he's dealing with Mary different. He don't deal with us all the same. So don't even look at somebody as a blueprint. Well, God told, Sheila said that. God said to do this, so I'm just going to copy that. No, what did God tell you to do? You're not Sheila. Do what he's telling you to do. A lot of people want to bypass that conversation with the Lord. I don't know why. I love conversations with God. I love them. But a lot of people want to bypass, so they're looking for a blueprint. Now, there are some things that are a blueprint that's in the Word of God. We have commands and things that he instructs. There's instructions for living. But concerning your own personal situation, if it's not something that could be under that instruction, then you need to take your instructions from the King and see, what do you want me to do? Not being driven by fear, because we know that that's not from God. But having peace about what you do. I had to make a decision this week. God used my husband. I thank God for him, because he's a man of God who hears the voice of God. And he's a man of great faith. And he told me to make a decision I've been agonizing over. And God used him to minister to me. But I still had to make the decision. Even though I knew where it was coming from, I still had to make a choice, to make a decision. And you have to make a choice. Even when God speaks to you, it's up to you to do what God told you to do. He can't make you do it. God is not some control freak. It's not some cosmic puppeteer pulling your strings. He tells you. And then you still have a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
He can't make you do it. So choose to do it. Go to him and say, what do you want me to do? What am I to do? And hear him. Don't dismiss what he's going to use to speak to you too. You can flip on the TV in a commercial. I remember one time when I was working at a job that I'm no longer at, and I wasn't liking the job. That's been a common theme in my life. Well, I won't like a job.
Amen.
But I was sitting in the break room, and I was reading this book called The Circle Maker. I never finished it. I need to finish it. I hate starting stuff and not finishing it. And I got to a certain point, and the word that I can't remember what it was saying. It was like something, because something beyond and blah, 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 blah. But I remember the word beyond jumped off the pages. And right when I saw it, God said, look at the TV, because there was a TV in the break room. And when I looked at the TV, the word beyond popped up on the screen. I don't even remember what the commercial was, some commercial saying, oh, something beyond, blah, blah. I don't know what the commercial was. Don't care. But right when I read the word beyond on the book, God said, look at the TV. And I can tell when God speaks to me, you know, the tone and inflection. If somebody says, look at the TV, somebody says, look at the TV. You know, that's going to determine how quick you move. And that's how he said, look at the TV. So I looked, and I saw the word beyond. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I even documented it somewhere on, I think I documented it on Instagram, because I wrote it down. I wrote down the word beyond, and I wrote down the date, too. Matter of fact, I forgot about that. So this, now I'm going to look it up while parents are speaking. But at that moment, I was just like, you know, I'm reading my little book, and I don't know, something had happened at work. So I was a little crabby, and I'm like, man, why you got me here? You know, surely you didn't die on the cross and have me, you know, give me these gifts and all this kind of stuff for me to be wasting my life here, you know? And right at that moment, I saw that word beyond, and twice. And so God was speaking to me and telling me it's beyond. There's something, it's beyond where you're at right now. Like, don't get caught up in your right now. There's something far beyond that. And I've experienced that, and I even have more to go. But you have to really be in tune to the voice of God, because he's going to give you what you need to go through wherever you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever stage you are in life, he's going to give you what you need. I'm trying to find that post in my archives, because I totally forgot about that until just speaking to you now. And just imagine then, I wasn't doing the shows back then. That was like 2016, I want to say. Here it is. Found it. I'm going to read you what I wrote. This was July 6th. 2016. I said, so I prayed at lunch about some situations, thank God, and continued my day. I was reading my book when suddenly the word beyond jumped off the page and into my spirit. I looked up at the TV and the word beyond flashed across the screen on a commercial. That was no coincidence. So I wrote it down on the sticky paper to document. When I asked God, what did it mean? I could hear in my spirit, think bigger, Tanisha, believe for more. I will do beyond the small requests you are asking for. I am still in awe.
Mm.
Come on, somebody. I completely forgot about that experience. I'm glad I documented it. This is why I am a strong advocate for journal. Journal when your life is going to hell, right? Journal when your life's going amazing, because you will forget. You'll go through like a really bad, like it really feels like you're in hell. You're relating to David. You're like, I'm not even in, you know, the valley of the shadow of death. This is death for real. It's not even a shadow, you know. Document that stuff. Document it so that you can remember. And you can use it to inspire somebody else. Because I still remember, like, I remember I was having a really bad day. And so I was, you know, like I said, prayed for some things. And I'm like, man, like, surely you don't got me here for, like, hate it here. But, now that could be used to inspire you and document things, journal how you feel, be honest too when you journal, and then journal how God got you out of it. I mean, I look back at some of my journals when I was like a baby in Christ, and I really was believing for some super crazy things, and it wasn't coming to pass. I think God's going to do this, and then he didn't. But it taught me how to not think that every single thought in my head was coming from God, and to really be able to filter and know when it's God and when it's not. Because when I was first new in Christ, I thought every thought popped in my head was, God said this. And no, I had to learn. It was a learning experience. But when I read some of my journals when I was more mature, I was pretty spot on. When God was saying something, I knew, you know, I knew it was him. And then there's things for myself, God and I, one, we have like we have a sign between us that I've never shared with anybody, and I probably won't ever. I don't see any reason why I would. And then I get these feelings too. Like there's a feeling I get when I know like it's God. I'm like, okay, it's I can't describe it. It's like something from the inside. But journal, because you know, you'll see your own development, and you'll have testimonies that you can share with other people to give them some hope and inspiration, and to give yourself hope and inspiration, because you'll forget until like something like this, you'll be talking about something. You're like, you know, I remember this one time, and you're like, oh, huh. And then if you could read it again, you can kind of refresh your memory, because I had the story pretty down, but there was a little bit more detail when I read what I documented. So I highly recommend you to journal. But tonight, let's pray. I want to pray for your clarity. I want to pray for your spiritual ears to pop, so that you are able to recognize the voice of God very clear and know that it's him. And I just want to pray against fear and anxiety, because I know a lot of people are feeling anxious, and because of just the state of the world and things that are going on. And, you know, some people are sensitive to stuff like that. And their sensitivity can cause them to have an emotional reaction. But I want to pray that we are able to operate in peace no matter what. And let's pray that we are being yielded and obedient. And let's pray for a winner's mindset. We need to know that we win. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to know that. We need to know that. We need to go into every circumstance. We need to go into every day. We need to know in every moment that we win. This is like so imperative. So let's pray, then let's see what Terrence has to say. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for another moment and day and opportunity to be alive, to be used, to be your representative. And we don't take that lightly, and we just thank you for it. Father God, we just pray against the spirit of fear right now, Lord Jesus. Touch the minds and hearts of your people, Father God. Give them the peace. The peace. Let them understand the spirit that they possess. You have not given them a spirit of fear, but of soundness, peace. What is it, babe?
Love.
Of love, peace, and a sound mind. Thank you. Of love, peace, and a sound mind, Father God. Let them understand that that's the spirit that they possess. Love, peace, and a sound mind. And help them to operate in love. Help them to operate in peace, and help them to operate in a sound mind. And Father God, we just petition you, Lord Jesus, to pop the ears of your people, so to speak, so that they can hear your voice very clear and know that it's your voice. Come against any confusion and any tricks of the enemy that would try to tell them that it's not you speaking when it is. Give them discernment, Father God. We need it. We need it in these days, Lord, and help us to take on a winner's mentality each and every day. Not just when we feel like we're in a battle, but to know every day that we win. Help us to know that, to know it, to have intimacy with that fact. Not to just hear it, but to know it. And Lord, use us tonight, Terrence and I. Lord, help us to decrease as you increase, and speak to your people, whatever it is that you desire for them to know and meet needs, Father God, known and unknown. Give your people hope and encouragement in these trying times, Father God. And let us just remember that we win. And let us remember that even the things that we're watching unfold right before our eyes have been prophesied to us. So it's no surprise. So we know that you're in control, that there's nothing that's out of control. You're in control because you are such a loving God that you told us what was going to come, so that we, when we see it coming, instead of us falling by the wayside and letting our hearts fail us, that we say, we rejoice and say, our God told us. So if he said this, then all the other things that come behind it, we know is going to come behind it. So we can rejoice in our victory. Help us to just keep that in the forefront of our minds. Lord, we just love you. We honor you. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Terrence, you got anything?
Mm-mm.
No? You ready to start praying?
Yes.
All right. I think Terrence took a nod in the Lord. Come on, somebody.
50 minutes.
Yeah, it ain't been that long. No, you tried it.
No, 36.
You tried it. Let's go
you
to our...
just imagine sitting messing my top 36
minutes. Don't tell me you about to fall out the window. You would not put me... Who was that that's preaching? That was Paul, right? Preaching in the you fell out that window. Mm-hmm. You about to fall out the window. What you...
My spiritual ears was open. But my natural eyes was closed.
Ooh, I see that. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just glad that your spiritual ears were open, even if you about to fall out the window. But I heard you over there taking a nod in the Lord. All right, let's take our first caller here, 954-580. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, this is Carolyn. Good night.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you tonight?
Hey, Carolyn.
I'm okay, thank you. God has been just awesome. God has been good.
Amen. Well, let's see what the Lord has to say to you tonight. I'm going to let Terrence go first.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. You know, you can start from the top, but I'm going to read verse 13 throughout. It says, I'm going to start with 12. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Holy Spirit, the things of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
Mm.
Neither can he know them, because they are not spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And Lord, we thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for really giving her the understanding of the Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in her life, Father God, to prompt her and to teach her all things. Because the world always use this as only God can judge me, right? True. But it clearly states that when you have spiritual discernment, it's not you judging anything, it's the Spirit, because no man can judge you,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when you are relying on the Holy Spirit to teach you all things, no, it's not you judging. It's the Spirit of God that's giving you the discernment to identify a particular thing to know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so this is the authority that God wants you to walk in. And for everybody else tonight, it kind of piggybacks off what Lisa has been talking about. You know, we really have to rely on the Holy Spirit to be active in our lives, and we have to trust the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and to teach us properly, to show us how to move,
mm-hmm.
because it is the Spirit of God. And when you have the Spirit of God telling you about something, then you know how to deal with it, because the world will always tell you, "Don't what you worried about the Spirit. Don't think about the Spirit." Basically, you know, you need to deal with this the way it is. But everything is spiritual. Everything starts there. It starts there. If you got some spiritual wickedness going on, you know, you're gonna act it out. It's going to be acted out, but it starts with in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one thing that we as believers really got to grab a hold to. And God is going to use you to do that. And he really wants you to walk in this authority. walk in this authority. Because the natural man, he says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man doesn't, but the spiritual man does. So be spiritual. Don't hold back your spirituality. Don't hold it back. And don't get the spiritual aspect confused with religion. They ain't the same. They ain't the same. So we thank you, Lord, for opening Carolyn up to the spiritual things, spiritual discernment, and learning how to walk in the Spirit and learning how to judge in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for her ears being open to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And popping right now. In Jesus' name, every listener, ears is popping right now in Jesus' name. And really understanding it and where we are in this time. Where we truly are. Where we are. Because the Spirit is going to reveal so much to us. But if we're not in it, we ain't going to win it. And Lord, we just thank you for giving her the desire to read your word. Give all of us the desire to read your word so that we can learn more of you and get more instructions. And fall in love with reading your word so we can know how to deal with these things in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. The word I'm getting for you is refresh. I see God refreshing you. And when I think about refresh, it means when we need to be refreshed, it means that we've kind of gone through something. Like maybe we're hungry, so we've gone through fasting period, or we were just so busy we didn't eat. Now we need some refreshment, right? We need some food, or sometimes we need to be refreshed because we've been, you know, working out or doing something that, you know, got us sweaty or whatever. So we need to refresh, or maybe we've been out working or doing something. And we're thirsty now, and so we need water, and we say, oh, that's so refreshing. Like if you ever jog in Texas heat, ooh, it'd be hot out here. Or even go for a walk. You know, you take your water with you, of course, but if you get back and if you drink like some cool water, it doesn't have to be like ice cold, but you'll be like, man, it's so refreshing because, you know, we've been doing something that's kind of strenuous. And that's the word I'm getting, that God is refreshing you. You've been going through some stuff, you know. That's how you could say something is refreshing, because it has it's like a contrast. Like if we didn't know what was good, we wouldn't identify evil. And if we didn't deal with evil, we wouldn't identify good. Like some things make things, you know, gives you awareness of something. So we know when something's refreshing, we'll be like, ooh, that's refreshing, because we weren't feeling refreshed before we had whatever it is that's refreshing, you know. And so you've gone through some things, but God is about to refresh you, refresh you. So you're like, oh, you know, like you feel like, oh, man, this feels great, you know, because, like, again, you go on a jog in the heat, and that water, man, it's like it tastes like water on a tin. Like it's like the best water you've ever had in your life, even though you've been drinking water your whole life. But when you tired and hot and thirsty, man, that water just, it tastes like liquid gold. It just tastes different. When something's refreshing, you experience it different. It's just something different about it. You might have experienced it before under different circumstances and it was cool and you enjoyed it, but when something's refreshing, I don't know, it's like a contrast to whatever else you were dealing with. And or whatever you just went through, good, bad, or ugly. But I see God refreshing you. So, Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn, Father God. We thank you for the refreshment. We thank you, Father God, that like she could just breathe, the sigh of relief, like, oh, now this feels good, to where some things haven't felt so good. So sometimes things don't feel good. We could be in your perfect will, Lord, and things might not feel good. But we thank you, Father God, that she's coming into a season of refreshment by your direction at your hand. We thank you for it. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Still there, Carolyn? If you are, we cannot hear you. I'm gonna call in. Maybe we just can't hear you, but you might still be talking.
I just heard the phone.
Let's see, I'm gonna call in and see if she's talking. No, I don't hear anything. Well, I'm sure you got this word. We can't hear you if you're still there, but we love you, and we thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to our next caller here. You know what? The Lord told me to go to the bottom. This one. 709-500. Who are we speaking with?
Yes, it's Dustia.
That's Dustia. Hey, Dustia, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, we're doing good. When I saw your number earlier, the Lord told me to get you after Carolyn. So here you are. So let's hear what the Lord has to say to you. Let's hear us kick it off.
Okay.
Well, we thank you tonight for Dustia, Father God. We just thank you for... What is it? It's not protrusion. I've never heard. Hold on. I'm getting words I ain't never used. Protrusion? Is that what it is? Yeah, a protrusion. I got the word protrusion. protrusion. Something that protrudes. Stands out. Okay. Protrusion, that's the word that I got. So I see you in a season of protrusion. You're going to start protruding. In other words, standing out.
Mm-hmm.
It's standout season. Even in your thoughts, certain thoughts are going to stand out. So everything that stands out, that's what you grab a hold to. And you're not to mix in with the ways of this world. You're not to mix in and blend in during these times and quote unquote play it safe. You know, it's time for you to stand out. And God has made you are the righteousness of God, and God has created you to stand out. And this is the time in which you're going to see it. You're going to stand out amongst friends. You're going to stand out amongst family. You're going to stand out amongst enemies. You're going to stand out even in business. You're going to stand out. And because you're standing out, it puts you in a leadership role. You're a leader. Leaders stand up and stand out.
Mm-hmm.
True leaders. And you have a lot of people in leadership positions, but they are not true leaders, all right? And so it's the difference between being in a leadership position and being a real leader. And God has made you a real leader. And so walk in leadership so that you can walk in this season of protrusion so that God's will be done. God is using you to unlock things, to trigger things. People are like, God should come in here starting all this stuff if he hadn't come in here, But some things need to get started.
Uh-huh.
You know, people always look at God as just like, oh, it's all good, peaceful. You know, that's God. True. But God has a side of him that tears things up and down. That tears things down. And whatever is needed to get it done, God is going to make it happen. And whoever is willing, he will use to be the mouthpiece. And so stand out to draw that attention to all that mess that's going on. And I see like your tongue is being very, very, not sharp in a negative way, but sharp against the lies. It's, you have a sharp tongue against lies, against deception. And so when God prompts you to speak. Just say it. In Jesus' name, that's what I got for you to steal.
Amen. Yeah, I see God really pulling you out from the shadows, so to speak, and bringing you into the forefront. And sometimes that can cause controversy when God puts you in the front and you're saying things that's kind of against what everybody else is saying. You know, look at our Bible heroes who spoke against things, but God was with them, and God is with you, and God is using you. God is used. He's going to use every aspect of your life for his will. And for his ministry and for the benefit of his people. And so just don't be afraid to be used. Don't be afraid to say, you know, to speak out against things, even when it's the total opposite of what the majority is saying, because God is he's using you as a voice. And he's, I see like paths being made for you that you can't see right now. You can't see the paths, but they're being made. You know, sometimes God will tell us, okay, this is going to happen, and we map it in our head. We decide how it's supposed to look. But it's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen, but it's still going to happen. God has already mapped things out for you to have an expected end, even with like your education and finances and family and all that kind of stuff. He's already told you things. And you have mapped it in your head, but it's not going to go according to your map. It's almost like he has a hidden route. He's going to do it his way. He's going to do it with his map. He's going to do it according to his path that he has for you, but it's still going to have the same ending. So just trust God. Don't be discouraged. Trust God that the things that he's told you, he's going to do them. He's going to do them. And while you're in your right now, just say, God, how you want to use me today? When you wake up, Lord, what are we doing today? What do you want me to do with this time that you've given me today? And focus on that. Because sometimes God will tell us something and we'll get really focused on what he told us, and it'll consume our whole day. It'll consume our whole life. But if we learn how to trust God truly, mm-hmm. and say, okay, I trust what you told me. I don't see it, but I trust it. But what you want me to do today, I'm not going to focus on that. What you want me to do today? The more we wake up, the closer we get to it, and one day, boom, it's there. We're there. It is not in the way that we thought it was going to be, but we're like, wow, I straight landed here anyway. Not in the way that I thought. So just trust God and let God use you each day. Lord, we just thank you for Dastia. Lord, give him courage, boldness, Father God, strength, and let him see in the spiritual realm, like, sometimes it'll look like he's fighting a battle and it's just him, but open his spiritual eyes so he can see the angels and see that he's never fighting battles alone. He's never at it alone. You're always with them, and you even send your angels with them to protect them in the war on your behalf and on his behalf as your servant. So we just thank you for that. Let him have the revelation of that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer for tonight?
No. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Is our is that other speaker working? Because I can barely hear people. This one. Is that like a plug-in?
I mean, it's just different vibes with different things. The thing probably
did. Oh, Dan. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just make it work. That's fine. That's right. We'll just keep on trucking. 610-969. Yes, all the way up. You there? 610-969. Hey, Lisa.
Oh, I didn't hear. I'm mute. Shalom, familia. Shalom, shalom.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I like to. Well, I would say I'm blessed. However,
absolutely,
we're always blessed. I'm just going through some. I'm contending. I'm going through a trial, and I'm contending. I'm really contending, but I still got my faith, and I've still, you know, got my warrior boots on, so I'm all right. So I'm all right.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, we
stay in the race.
Amen.
Stay in the race. Run your pace. Stay in the race. Because at this moment, what I'm seeing for you is the enduring season. You know, you enduring to the end, you know.
Amen.
And the way the race is won, because your faith endurance is going to outlast everything that the world could offer. I mean, they're going to fall to the wayside because it's written. And I hear the Lord saying, you know, with you, like being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you say, as you keep your mind on him, you know, you will always be satisfied, because God is stirring up gifts in you. He's stirring them up. He's mixing them and giving you the right flavor that's needed for what's to come.
Yeah.
And everything that you're witnessing, you're prepared for it already. Especially with the warrior's mentality, you understand what you're in. It's different for somebody that's in a war and doesn't know it. You know, they out on the battlefield and not prepared. That's an easy casualty. But because you know what you're in, you're prepared for it. And God is giving you strategy. God is giving you strategy on how to counter it. Because the enemy is going to throw. The enemy is going to throw his best punch. But God is teaching you how to counter. And as you counter, you overcome. Because they ain't looking for that counter at all. And trust me, you can take the hit of the enemy. You're built for it.
God's grace, yeah.
Absolutely. Amen. When you're in a fight, I'm prepared to get hit. I'm in a fight, you know, and I can take your blow. Because I already know what you're coming with. And it's a fixed fight that you're in.
And he's been defeated, yes. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. So it's a fixed fight. But so often, you know, we get, when we're in the moment, we can really, you know, get caught up and kind of forget what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the outcome is victorious, and you win. But definitely, definitely I just see like the word being like water, staying hydrated. Your faith,
yes.
Your faith is like the bottle that holds the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're hydrating yourself. You're staying hydrated so that you can endure.
Amen.
Yes. So you can endure. So the endurance is what's going to carry you to the finish line, and not just placing. Because I look at when we watch the Olympics the other week, and I love marathons. I like sports. Period. But I watched the marathon, and you know there were only three guys that was going to place, but it was. I can't even count how many countries there were being represented in the marathon. But a lot of them crossed the finish line. But there was only one winner.
Mm. There you go. Many crossed the finish line, but only one winner. Okay.
Yeah. That was only one winner. On like the big scale. Now, other runners might have had like certain goals that they wanted to, you know, compete in, you know, far as time. Like, wow, I ran my best time, so that was a victory for them. But with you, God is using you to be the overall winner, the ultimate winner. You know, covering it all, setting the standard. So people would be chasing your record that you've set. And so you're going to pioneer a new generation of believers, the next generation of believers. And the thing is, it's very close because it's right there. Like you got the next generation of believers that are right there that's going to be needed, they have to see how you operate and how you prepare to be victorious on that high level. So that's the bar that's set. So that's what they train for.
Mm. Okay.
Because every time a world record is set, the next competitors are seeking to crush that record. And so when you set the bar high, you're basically building a stronger generation next. You're letting them know that this can be accomplished, but you must go harder. And,
okay.
And somebody's going to want to crush their record. But that's what I see you doing, pioneering strong faith believers.
Okay.
Strong faith believers. Absolutely.
Okay.
I got to take my faith to the next level because Lisa's faith, oh my, got to get there. I've got to get there. I want that. Matter of fact, I want more of that. And that's the winning mentality that you're going to be responsible for ushering in with this new generation of believers. So you got eyes on you, definitely. You got eyes on you, and that's what I got for you.
Well, we just thank
Amen.
You. Right? Lisa, Father God, we thank you for. I see God sending people to hold up your arms. It's like, who was doing that? Was it Moses when he was
Aaron
fighting
and her,
the battle?
Was it Moses?
And he was getting tired. He couldn't hold his arms up anymore. And the Lord sent who was it? Caleb and Joshua. I'd have to look up the story.
Aaron and Hur held up Moses' arms in the battle.
There you go.
His arms were up. Yeah. Okay.
They were winning. Because every time his arms would drop, they would start to lose. And it might feel like your arms are dropping or that you're losing, but God is sending reinforcements because that's basically what they were. He had working arms. He was just tired. So he needed reinforcements for his arms. And that's what I see God sending reinforcements. You're not losing. You just need reinforcement. That's it. He's going to send you it because God says he's going to supply all of your needs. All of your needs. He supplies all of your needs. And you need reinforcements. And he's going to send, he's sending reinforcements. He's dispatching reinforcements, even angels as reinforcements, people as reinforcements, a word. You know, one word could change your whole life. I remember one time, I don't remember what I was going through, but I was going through something rough. I was really feeling hopeless. I was really feeling down. I was really feeling discouraged. And I remember I didn't want to go to church that Wednesday. And God said, just get there. Get there broken, battered, bruised, busted and disgusted, but get to church. So I said, okay. I dragged my little disheveled, pitiful self to church, already just feeling like, for what? It's just this hopeless. I was feeling like Solomon. It's all just, it's futile. It's all futile. You know, just I was just hopeless. And the pastor said something. I don't even remember what he said, but that word snapped me out of it. It was like I was never in that dark place in the first place. One word can set you free. Mm-hmm. And God is sending reinforcements even in the form of words that will pull you out and be like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. I don't even know how I got there, but I'm not there no more. You know, and that's how I felt like whatever Pastor John said, that was my pastor at the time, it took me out of there. It transported me out of there. It Ubered me up out of there. It got me in a taxi and got me up out of there. Like, I wasn't in that place anymore. And I remember thinking on the drive home, feeling brand new, I was like, dang, Lord, I wasn't even going to come. I didn't even want to come. I didn't even want to go to the building. Like, for what? It's just not worth it no more. I'm just going to be defeated. I just felt like things were crushing me. I was going through so much. It was my first experience, I remember, dealing with that Jezebel spirit. And not only was I a Jezebel spirit, but I was a baby in Christ. I didn't know what a Jezebel spirit was. I didn't even know what I was dealing with. So imagine dealing with, it's a nasty spirit. Imagine dealing with that nasty, evil, foul spirit. Don't know what it is to recognize it. And you're a baby in Christ. That's what I was dealing with. And I was feeling so defeated because that spirit will really have you gassed up thinking that you're about to lose. It really will. It will taunt you. It will tell you, see, you're putting all that energy in. They're not going to believe you. Look, everybody on my side and this and the other. You're about to lose. You're about to lose everything. Like, it's a taunting spirit, too. And it's so convincing. Even you will start to believe it if you're not so careful. And I was starting to feed into it. And believe that I was defeated. And the Lord said, just get to church. Just get there. And I did, and things turned around. And a little bit after that, God had actually sent me to a woman's conference, and he had me studying the life of Elijah and the battle with Jezebel. He started to really train me and teach me about that spirit. But I see God sending the reinforcements even in the form of words that will get you up. The mental place. Because before people are defeated in the natural, they're defeated mentally.
Okay.
So if God can stop the defeat in the mental, it will prevent the defeat in the natural. So he's going to give you words so mentally you're reinforced. And then he's going to send people too, and angels. He's sending all sorts of reinforcements. Like, God's on it. He's really on it. Sometimes we'd be like, are you even there? And he's like, I'm on it. You know, I've already got them on the way there. They're coming through, you know, Angel Express. They're on the plane. They're flying first class or however angels get here or however the people are already on the way. They don't even know why they got to get to where you are, but they got to get there. And then when they see you, they're going to minister to you. They're going to speak. They're not going to even know who you are. And God's going to send them. So he's sending. He's on it. That's all you need to know, and that's going to be your peace for now. God is on it. I don't see it, but he's on it.
Hallelujah.
I know him.
Hallelujah.
He's on it. Lord, we just thank you right now for Lisa. We thank you for the reinforcements, Father God. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the angels. We thank you for the reinforcements, Father God. We thank you that you are on it, and that's just how you roll. You're not like people who sleep on the job. You're not like people Amen. Who are lazy. You're not like people who try to pretend, do a false effort to pretend like, oh, I tried my best, and they didn't even try a little bit. That's not how you operate. If you say you're on it, giving it your all. And we could rest, and that could be our pillow at night. We could rest our head on that, that you're on it. We could trust that. Even when we can't even trust how we feel, we could trust that. And we thank you for being that kind of God. We thank you for having that kind of love for us, Father God, where you're always on. Even when we're asleep, you don't sleep or slumber. You're always on it. And we thank you for that. And let Lisa feel that and know that you're on it, that you're on it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So it makes sense. So getting back to Brother Terrence's, okay, so that makes sense what you were saying. And thank you for that because, like, maybe 4 years ago he brought me the word pioneer. So that was like a remembrance, like a recalling. A recollection of that word about pioneering. So it like put everything into perspective, you know, because we go through various trials and tribulations, and I'm contending, you know, like I'm really contending, and so I do need to be reinforced with the word, and just saying that because it makes sense. It just put things in perspective because what I'm dealing with is almost like a battle of life and death, and we already know who won, so. Me standing on that and like that endurance that you were saying and everything is going to affect others because, you know, a lot of times things in the natural look impossible and there's the odds are stacked against us, but I'm just like, nah, my God is faithful. My God is victorious. He's the triumphant one. And I'm being very careful who I talk to and very careful with my words so that I'm speaking words of life and words of victory. And it just helped me. It just put things in perspective. So I understand it. It made sense to me. So I thank you for that. And then with you, Tanisha, when you were talking about Aaron and her and holding up the hands, you know, one of the things that I stand on is teamwork makes the dream work. Okay? I'm all about teamwork making the dream work. So that's what came to me as you're saying that. I'm like, okay, God, thank you. And the refreshing with the word, even today, just talking to y'all, that was refreshing me with the word and reinforcement. So it already came to pass. So I thank you for that. And it's so funny because tonight is Wednesday night prayer meet and Bible study. I didn't go, but I called into y'all. So I was laughing. I'm like, okay, God, you know, like I didn't go, but there was supposed to be a thunderstorm and my vehicle, there's something going on. So I just, you know, I called into y'all, and I'm thankful that I did. So I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, these trials, these testing, these tribulations that we're going through, like one of the things that I know how it reinforces our faith is that so I'm contending with something that I didn't even know was there until I had to deal with a person that I thought I long forgave. And when I was dealing with this person, it really – oh, man, I was getting offended, okay? I was getting offended and very angry and rageful inside, you know? And then when I was talking to my mother, I was like, I noticed a generational pattern here because she was telling me the same thing about, you know, my biological father. So I was like, wow, look at these patterns and cycles. And I was telling my mother, I said, we got to deal with this, Ma. So I'm glad this came up because I don't want that, you know, because we're contending and we're battling on behalf, or I am at least, on behalf of my bloodline and my lineage. So we can't have that against, you know, the fathers, the sins of the fathers that we're contending against, you know, like so. it was interesting to me how God allowed that to come about, because if it didn't come about, I wouldn't have been dealing with it when it came to the surface. And when it came to the surface and I recognized the ugliness, you know, like, I don't want to have any offense or hold any offense, resentment, bitterness, rage, hatred, whatever you want to call it, because that turns into murder in your heart. So, like, you can't contend, you can't battle against what you're a part of. So I was thankful that that came about after the fact, once I dealt with it, and then I had the conversation with my mother to see, like, wow, Ma, like, do you see the pattern here? Like, that's not a coincidence, you know, that's something, that's Twilight Zone, you know, so we're gonna take that to the cross and deal with that so that we're not holding that, you know, because my biological father is my son's grandfather, you know, and his father is his father, which is my potential future grandkid's grandfather. So I want to deal with these things. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad, but I'm not really glad that I'm going through this stuff, but I'm thankful and glad that the Lord uses it and he redeems it. And like you said, Terrence, with the word, like, endurance, you know, the perseverance and just the maturing process. So I'm thankful for that. But before y'all move on to the next caller, can we pray for Brother Devontae? Young Devontae, he needs a divine intervention. He needs deliverance again. So, you know, he just needs some, we need to pray. So I would really appreciate y'all's agreement in prayer, because I know God got it. And I know that, you know, as this thing is transpiring, like, I'm learning. So it's causing me to really dig. You know, that scripture that says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of the king to seek it out and, you know, to discover. So what's happening with what I'm dealing with right now in our family is causing me to really, really delve into this generational iniquities and the DNA in a scientific manner, in a spiritual manner, biblical, and just, you know, relational in every aspect to, like, crack the code. So it's not like I got to crack the code. I'm letting the Lord reveal things to me, but I'm seeking it out. I'm really studying on things. So I believe once this trial is over and the victory is manifested here in the natural realm, then it's going to be a key for many. Because I even told my mom, I said, Ma, this is not even just you, me, and Devontae. This is something bigger than that, you know, because we are a body of Christ. We are the familia, the family of God. So I would just appreciate y'all's prayers on that before you take the next caller. Thank you all. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you, too. So thank you right now. For the opportunity to come and petition your throne on behalf of Devontae, Father God, we thank you for the wheels or the knobs. It's like I see. I think I prayed this over him before. I see like a radio that has static.
Yeah.
It's like taking the knobs, and like back in the days, for you young people listening, we'd have radios that had antennas, and so the antennas is what picked up the signal. And if the signal was scrambled, it would have static, and you couldn't quite hear because you'd hear the static, so you had to turn these knobs to get rid of the static and get a better signal. And that's what I see on Devontae. It's like he has a lot of static right now, but he's trying to interpret the static. It's like he doesn't identify that it's static. Instead of trying to get rid of the static so he can hear clear, he's trying to listen of the static and trying to make out what the static is saying. But static is static. Static is just interference. But he's trying to give it a voice, so to speak. So, Lord, we thank you for removing the static. And, Lord, help him to identify that it's static. It's literally interference.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not, you know, it's not something that's beneficial. It's actually something getting in the way of him being able to hear what you're truly saying. But instead of him identifying that, Father God, he's trying to become one almost with the static.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to understand the static. It's causing him to kind of get lost because he's trying to understand something that's not meant to be understood. It's just meant to interfere. And so, Lord, help him turn the knob, so to speak, Lord, to remove the static so that he has clear signal. The spirit is clear to hear what you have to say, Father God. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the hand that you have on his life, and we thank you that he'll get past this, that he will get past it. We thank you for that. So even though right now he's kind of lost, he won't always be lost. He won't always be trying to identify with the static. He'll get past this, and we thank you for that, Father God. Just give Lisa the grace and the comfort while he goes through this phase. Let him go, because we all got to go through with something. We're all going through something, and help her to release so she's not going there with them. Let him go there by himself with you, because he's not really by himself. You're there with him. You're there. You never leave. I want you to listen to a song, Lisa, by a group called Loud Harp. I'm about to pull
Loud
up the
Harp?
Name. Of it. Loud Harp
okay.
is the name of the band.
Oh, Harp?
Uh-huh, Harp.
Like
H-A-R-P? Uh-huh, Loud
okay.
Harp. And they have a song called, let me pull it up. But Lord, we thank you for Devontae in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pull up this name of the song.
Because
this is what he's going to be feeling like after he goes through this trial. It's called You Never Leave. That's the name
okay.
of the song.
Okay, Loud Harp, You Never Leave. Okay, so I'm going to
never leave.
Pull that
yes.
up. Okay, thank you so much.
Listen
thank
to
you
that
so
song.
Much,
that's going to be like Devontae's theme. That's going to
okay,
be like,
I'm
the,
definitely
the, like that's,
that.
How he, that's how he's going to feel in life after going through this trial. That,
I mean.
God never leaves. He never leaves you, even when you're just twacked out. He still doesn't leave you. He's still there.
Yeah.
Let him go. Let him go. Like, take your hand off of him. Let him go.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to go through the madness with him, and that's not for you to go through.
Yeah.
God is with
exactly. I mean,
God is
okay.
And it's, the way I saw him was like a radio. Like, that's literally how God showed
me
him like a radio.
That spoke to me. Girl, let me tell you something. I don't want to take up time. I'm trying not to take up time for everybody. I'm sorry, people. Please excuse me and pardon me. That spoke to me so much because, you know, the way God talks to us, or me anyway, is like through flashbacks and memories and putting puzzle pieces together. So there's a teaching that I got years ago from Dr. Francis Miles, I think it is. And he talked about that, the frequencies, and there was a static. Like, it's called jumping over the blood. Jumping over the blood, and he had gotten a revelation, long story short, about the bloodline. And when it happened, he had like this audio visual of the scrambling, like when it scrambled, you know, like, and when the frequencies, you know, like you were talking about the static or whatever, the channels are scrambling, making all that noise. And he said that when the bloodline was cleansed and the iniquities were cleansed, the spirits that were attached to those iniquities, like, they couldn't find, you know, it goes into quantum physics and the vibrational frequencies of things. So when you're telling me about that, it spoke to me, and I remembered that teaching. So Devontae has a prophetic calling on his life. So right now it's a scrambled channel, you know, and it's static and interference and it's deception. So he's battling. And it's you know, but like we said, it's the battle is won, and it's a phase that the Lord is allowing him to go through and allowing me to go through it with him. But you just said it's not for me to me to go through it. So I'm just going to keep on contending in faith rather than battling, because I've been battling for years. So it's like more like standing now and just standing in faith and letting the Lord, like I was telling my mom, deal with us. Like, instead of, you know, dealing with my son, like, we can't fix him. So let the Lord fix us and like, really get the residual stuff and the hidden stuff and the buried stuff, and, you know, so that we can be more molded into the image of Christ and to have nothing in common with Satan, so we can do these. I mean, I don't think my mother's called to the battlefield like I am, because she can't handle it. It really bothers her. But me, I've dealt with so much demonic that I'm just like, okay, you know, it makes us know our authority, and I'm not scared of it. It's like that righteous indignation, like, oh, hell no. Okay, devil, hell no. We say no to hell. So I'm more like that, you know, like I'm more like, nah. I see you, and I see it like around me, like, you know, the youth, man, is really on me, like on my heart, heavy, because a lot of my friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord, children, young adults and youth and adolescents are really struggling and being indoctrinated, and it's like they don't even know it. Like that's what you were saying, Brother Terrence, like they don't even know it. They can't even see it. So when you were talking about being that pioneer forerunner, I understand it. So put things in perspective for me. So I thank you guys for tonight. I really appreciate this ministry, y'all. Like, it's so priceless, precious to me. It's so valuable. I mean, it's a lifeline, you know, of course, because you are vessels of the Lord. So I just thank God for you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa. We love you.
We love you back.
All right. Yeah, we got 2 minutes. I'm just going to pray over area codes and prefixes. 251-342, we thank you for victory. That's what I got. Did I pray that over you all before? I don't remember. I remember a 251 number from last week, but that's what I got, victory in the Lord. Thank you for name. Next caller, 754-240. We thank you for 754-240. We thank you for the hidden things things are hidden that are going to come to light, but good things. It's like God is hiding blessings from other people, but they're going to be revealed just for you. So God has got things like tucked away for you. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 903-918. We thank you, Lord, for 903-918. We just thank you for the voice, for a voice, God giving you a voice to speak, a voice to, like, well, people are going to identify your voice. Sometimes you hear that you got to find your voice, right? And I see God giving you a voice and being recognized and identified by people. So Lord, we just thank you for that. Give that voice in Jesus' name. Next is 225-270. We thank you for 225-270. I just see you victory, like victory lap, mm-hmm. Taking the victory lap. Look up the victory lap. That's what I see, the victory lap. But you're on the victory lap. That's right where you about to win. You know, so just don't stop, because you're in the victory lap. Don't stop. Look up the victory lap, what that means. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 614-432. I see God teaching you. You know, the Word of God says the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truth. So that's the Holy Spirit teaching you. The Holy Spirit's teaching you. And I see the Holy Spirit teaching you, bringing you into all truth. And you're going to have knowledge. And people are going to try to figure out, well, where do you know all these things? How do you have all this knowledge? But it's going to be because the Holy Spirit taught you. All knowledge doesn't have to come from a university. If you could learn it from man, you could learn it from God. And I see God really teaching you and bringing you into truth that's going to give you the ability to confine the wise. So do that in Jesus' name. Amen. And last one is 903-808. We thank you, Lord, for 903-808. I just see you skating. It's like... you know, we hear the saying like, oh, so that person, they're on thin ice, you know. I see you on ice and you gliding, like you just skating. It's one thing when you're on ice and you're, you know, on regular shoes, but ice skates have they're designed for ice. And I see you being in a situation that could be shaky, but God giving you, equipping your feet with what's needed so that you can glide right across it. Walking on ice is different than skating. If you've ever gone ice skating, you know, if you want to be on one side of the rink to the other, if you walk, if you try to walk, one, you don't have the right footwear, so it's slippery. You can fall and all sorts of things, so it's going to make the journey longer. Then you can't do a regular stride because you're in shoes, so you got to be all extra careful. But if you put them ice skates on, you can go from one side of the ring to the other relatively fast. And I see God causing you to glide on some ice. So a slippery situation, but you're going to get across it quick because he's equipping you with what you need to get across very quickly. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Last is 608960. Thank you for 608960. We just thank you for the praise. We thank you for the praise, the worship, and God smiling. I can see God smiling on you. Just keep, sometimes you got to just praise your way through it. That's it. Just praise your way through it. But I see God smiling, like he's pleased with you. Praise your way. Praise. Let me praise you, Lord. Let me praise you now. That used to be one of my songs when I was going through it by Fred Hammond. Let me praise you now. I'm not going to sing it because I don't have much of a singing voice. You should look at Terrence's face just because you can sing. But praise your way through it. And listen to that song. Let me praise you now. I love that song. Anyway, that's everybody. We love you. We're going to clear it up. Get back on at about 8:45. Hit one to go into the queue. Randy typically prays over everybody. On Wednesdays, he's been having some really good teachings this week about the two witnesses, so make sure you tune in. But we love you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. We pray for you to have an amazing week. I pray blessings over your life, healing, and for your ears to pop. You hear the voice of the Holy Spirit very clear. We love you. Good night.
Good night.